Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Cattle producers, a special cow sale coming Saturday, March 23rd, 12 noon at the Apache, Oklahoma Auction Market. We'll be offering 800 head, including bred cows, pairs, bred and open heifers, and breeding age bulls. You can call them for more information, 888-926-9696, or go to their website, www.apacheauction.com. Apache Auction Market special cow sale coming this Saturday, March 23rd at 12 noon.
Cash cattle trade once again making it to Friday without any significant indication from either side of just how aggressive buyer interest will be today, and the expectation that it may be late today before any deals are struck. Asking prices continue to hold firm with early week levels as feeders focus on the stability of beef values and potential demand support in the next several weeks and months. But packers are unwilling to ratchet up prices at this point, potentially limiting negotiated trade volume at the end of the week in order to minimize any added spending. Futures trades expected mixed today and light to moderate activity as the continued support of feeder cattle trade based on supply uncertainty through the end of the year is expected to spark a limited support to the complex. Expanded trading limits once again an option in the hog trade today, and this may continue to spark additional strong volatility in the complex that has had unrestricted buyer support the last couple of weeks. With the futures trade limit set at $4.50 today, the potential for wide market shifts at the end of the week continues to add uncertainty to the market. Now on the grains, wheat contracts are higher early, adding to yesterday's gains as the gigantic managed fund short seems to support on days without distraction. Technically, wheat export sales did hit the needed level to achieve the USDA's forecast at 11 million bushels versus 7.7 million bushels. Corn futures are firmer today as December corn pushes back above $4 for the first time since February 25th due to stronger corn basis where end users desperately need bushels. Some areas are paying the highest old crop cash corn prices since summer despite relatively flat futures levels. Soybeans are a bit higher as well this morning, adding to Thursday's gains with an eye toward trade negotiations next week. As one financial media outlet reports, a trade deal is close at hand. Another reports Trump has no intention of removing tariffs and to strap in for a long, drawn-out affair. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
April live cattle up 32 cents, 129.90. June was up 52 at 123.90. April feeder cattle up 60 cents, 148.92. May up 187 at 154. April hogs up 450, 78.32. The May was up 445 yesterday at 86.60. Kansas City wheat, May up 3 cents, 447. July was up 3 cents at 455 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May up 1 and 3 quarters at 466 and a half. And July was up 1 and a half at 471. One and a half. May corn up 4 3/4 at 376 and a quarter, and July was up 4.5 cents at 385 and a half. May soybeans up 4.5 cents at 910 and a half. July was up 4 3/4 yesterday, 924 and a quarter. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.